Back in 1782, when Thomas Jefferson named the bald eagle the national symbol, it's believed there were up to 100,000 of the birds in the lower 48 states. But the destruction of their habitat and the use of DDT to control mosquitoes and agricultural pests took a toll. Valerie Fellows is a spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The rain would wash the DDT into our local waterways. It would get absorbed by plants, small animals, and invertebrates. The fish would then eat the plants and invertebrates, and eagles would then eat the fish, and the DDT pesticide was so powerful that it built up in eagles, and it actually prevented eagles from producing strong eggshells because it would affect their body's ability to produce calcium.
In 1963, Fellows says there were fewer than 500 pairs of breeding bald eagles in the U.S. Times have changed. With the Endangered Species Act and efforts to preserve bald eagle habitat, Fellows says the population of bald eagles has resurged, surpassing expectations. Wisconsin has the third largest population of those symbolic birds, with just over 1,000 breeding pairs. Minnesota has the highest number of bald eagles, followed by Florida. Fellows says there are now an estimated almost 98,000 breeding pairs in the United States. Steve Rice in Wisconsin Public Radio.